America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, joined in studio by
Christina Stolfo.
What kind of a phone do you have?
I have a Samsung.
Me too.
Okay. You know, I know everyone, you know, the iPhone craze.
Yes.
I've never wanted an iPhone. I don't know why.
They're smaller than the Galaxy.
I like having a bigger screen.
Because so both of our eyes are, or all four of our eyes are failing.
Right, exactly.
And so, yes, I love my phone.
I do love my phone, too. I'm very attached to my Samsung.
But does your phone make you depressed at all in any way?
I don't know. I guess it's
a loaded question.
That is a loaded question. I guess it depends on what aspect of the phone you're talking about.
All right. Well, it's been estimated that the average mobile phone user checks a device 150 times a day.
Wow.
And nearly a third of smartphone users admit that they are addicted to their devices.
Okay.
Everyone knows that having your nose in your phone is a pretty unhealthy habit, but new research suggests it could be a sign of depression.
Hmm.
I can kind of see the compulsion to have to check your phone. Your whole life goes through your phone.
That's
your,
true.
Your email.
Yes.
Your texts.
Mm-hmm.
Your telephone calls. Nobody gets telephone calls anymore.
Everything is texting. No, everyone is texting.
Email. Your social media goes through your phone.
Okay, this is what I mean by when you dig a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Because I think that social media is actually what's making people depressed. I don't think it's the actual phone.
Right.
I think the fact that people have access to social media everywhere they go,
mm-hmm.
any time of the day. It's like having a computer in your pocket. Being able to see everyone's happy, and I'm saying happy life in air quotes here, happy life on social media is what is actually making people depressed.
Because most of social media is a scam. Because everyone paints the prettiest,
right.
rosiest picture.
Yes.
Oh, I'm having a wonderful day. We've just bought a mansion. We have two new Lexuses.
Oh, look at my Mercedes-Benz.
But on the other hand, their 10-year-old car can't start and they
right.
may get fired tomorrow and,
yeah.
and they hate their wife and their kids
right.
have allergies and all kinds
nobody's,
of problems.
Most people aren't posting that stuff on social media.
And you know what the most annoying part of social media is?
What's that?
Throwback Thursday. Do I want to see a picture of someone... This is me in 1996. I don't care.
Yeah, but then on the flip side of it, you have people that are doing Throwback Thursday from, like, last week.
Yes.
Like, oh, TBT from me at the club 2 weeks ago.
That is way too nostalgic.
Oh, yeah.
If something that happened 168 hours ago
it's not
is
a
now
throwback.
One of the highlights of your life that you need to look back on today, something is seriously wrong.
It's sad. It's sad.
Oh, all
indeed.
Right. Well, there is a new Baylor University study. It says that people who check their phones constantly could be trying to improve a negative mood. But we are so ingrained to look at these devices.
Mm.
I know that when I sit and I work my afternoon radio job, there is my phone.
Yep.
It's sitting about 8.5 inches on the desk to my left. And
yes.
I look and I see that little blue light flash,
yeah,
flash, flash.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody is trying to get in touch
Ooh,
with me.
Who's
what
texting me now?
Is someone happy? Is someone sad? You have to pay attention and you have to respond.
Yes, you have to respond. This should be the study, Ed.
Yeah.
The study should be have someone have their phone in front of them with a text message going off.
Right.
And not look at it. How long can you not look at your phone, knowing that there's a message there waiting for you?
It's almost like a water torture type of thing.
I know. But you know what? I think that that would be really
wow.
interesting because I really think that people are addicted to having constant contact
yeah.
with the world.
This is so new to the world to be able to be in constant contact with everyone and everything at all the mm. time. Think about even when you're at work.
Yeah.
You can have conversations with people that have nothing to do with your work and your work never finds out about it. There are people that will sit at work in front of Facebook or Twitter and Instagram and whatever the flavor of the month is,
right.
and they will deal with that all day. Now, these researchers at Baylor asked 346 college students to complete an online survey measuring smartphone use. Big five personality traits: conscientiousness, neuroticism, openness, agreeableness, and extroversion, materialism, need for arousal. The data revealed those who use their smartphones more frequently are more prone to moodiness, materialism, and temperamental behavior. And that goes back to what you said, because they see all of the stuff that's on social media.
Right.
Most of it's not true. And
no.
you think, oh, I wish I had a life like that.
Right. I have a friend who posts a lot of stuff on social media, and she is always posting about the new shoes she bought, her new car, what her man got her, always VIP at the
mm-hmm.
club. Meanwhile, she really doesn't make all that much money. You know, yeah, her man bought her a bag or a pair of shoes, but that's really the only nice thing that she has in her life. like. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a facade. People buy into it. I am guilty. I have posted stuff on social media about stuff that I've purchased or, oh, I'm so happy today, you know, selfie in the car.
While she's driving 85 miles an hour.
While I'm driving my Honda Civic.
Wow. I also get a kick out of the fact that when you do go on social media, there are people, there's a term known as Facebook muscles and Twitter muscles.
Oh.
People that would not even be able to look you in the eye and say something will say things on social media because there's this veil of intimacy.
Yeah.
I'm alone. Nobody knows I'm doing this, but
right.
I'm typing it in and I'm hitting send. And it's a way for them to be able to express certain feelings that they don't have the guts, gall, whatever, to look at you square in the eye and say, it's amazing when you know people, and I do know people like that, that have completely different personalities in real life and in the social media world.
Sure, of course, because it's your fantasy life. Just bringing it back to the article we're reading, someone is looking on social media, reading about these people who are so happy and with the materialistic aspect of it, all of a sudden they go, well, I want that life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not real.
No.
It's so fake. I used to post a lot about my dogs.
And your beagles.
I did. You know, they were like my babies. And I get so annoyed when people post pictures of their babies. I think people go over the top with that stuff. And I also think that nothing is sacred anymore.
No.
There was a guy who I went to college with, married, couple kids, good guy. He posted a picture of his wife in the delivery room.
In the process of giving birth.
But like...
the non-censored picture?
Yeah.
Like everything is there?
Like coming out of the stomach.
Wow.
Like it was a C-section, but like... I don't need to see that. And I said, I said, okay, you want to capture this, you want to have it for yourself.
But you don't want it for the world.
Why did you put that on social media?
Right.
Like if I'm his wife... I'm ready to murder him.
Yeah. I mean, that is one of the most intimate
moments
of that woman's life. And I know it's the husband and he's sharing this and all this other stuff. Do people really want to see that?
No.
That's really crossing the line.
That alone is going to make me depressed.
Too much. Yeah.
Looking at my phone and that popping up on my newsfeed. No, thank you.
No one expects to see surgery on their
phone. No.
And there's another one, too, of people that think that you want to know everything about everything that happens in their day.
No.
There is someone who will go on social media that I know of who will take his family out for dinner, will take a picture of the meal and show you, oh, we're here at such and such restaurant.
I do that.
And, and here I am. Here is the French toast. Oh, no. Oh, and look at this orange juice. Isn't the pulp tremendous?
I do that when I cook.
Oh, wait a minute. There is one. You got to tell me about the blueberry and peanut butter shake.
Yes. I always post about my shakes because I'm very proud of my creations.
Yes.
Because I feel like, you know, I'm not very savvy with a lot of things in my life, but I am very savvy in the kitchen. I drink a shake, you know, Shakeology. It's very good for you. Very healthy. Dense
nutrition.
You do eat
very, very healthy. Yes.
When I come up with something that actually tastes great, I'm like, everyone needs to know about this. I don't know why. You know, I made a chicken parm the other day. I'm like, this looks amazing on the plate. I need to show everyone that I made this chicken parm.
That was your cheat meal for the week.
It was my cheat meal for the week. Nobody wants to know that I made chicken parm with heart-shaped pasta for my boyfriend on Valentine's Day, but I wanted to post it, so I did.
But there is also something else we know. We know what she needs to make the meals because she also posted a picture taken in a supermarket of a carriage.
Wait.
There's walnuts. And wait, here's a question. How do you milk an almond?
Wait a minute. I did post a picture from, because I was buying in bulk. I went to the bulk store.
Okay.
And I was trying to prove to the people that follow me on social media.
Walk the walk.
That it is possible to buy healthy things in bulk.
9,000 walnuts.
So I got the big bag of walnuts and you know, the large case of almond milk, which is, I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah. I can't drink milk, so I need something else.
How do you milk an almond?
Okay, Ed.
I didn't know an almond gave milk.
There's a lot of calcium in almond milk.
Oh, okay. I actually bought it for my wife once.
It's good.
Yes.
I don't like it in my coffee, but it's good in everything else.
I'm not a big fan of almonds. The worst thing Hershey ever did was corrupt its chocolate bar with almonds in it. There is no place for an almond in a candy bar.
You are in the minority
really?
With that topic,
oh,
Ed.
All right. Isn't it amazing how we started this whole thing about how your phone depresses you, and the whole thing turned to, she takes a picture of what she buys at the supermarket, folks.
How is everything turning around to me now
these
days? I'm just very proud of the fact that I am a 33-year-old woman in this country who still feels that cooking a meal is an important thing.
It is.
I don't like going out to eat. I don't like the pre-made stuff. Like, I was brought up in a very traditional home and feel that there are some traditions that have died. And I love cooking for my family. I love cooking for my boyfriend. I think that it makes me happy to feed people.
That's nice. It goes to show, everything goes through your phone.
Yes.
We started from the phone into social media and to how people are dealing with social media and about how your entire life, what you eat, your babies, everything, pictures of your wife's C-section, it's all, you know,
nothing is sacred. I just feel like you have access to too much information sometimes and it's depressing. It is very depressing.
And I must admit this, as you were speaking that, I saw my blue light and I grabbed my phone to see what it was. I'm hooked.
One time I left my phone home by accident, and I actually turned around to go get my phone.
All right, see what happens, folks. You start on one topic and you go into something else, but see, we taught you something, and as you, the listener,
all about the education.
All about the education. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.